item, Carla, is the regular agenda item number 12.
Authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Metro for a total amount of $841,931 for the annual waste reduction plan, recycle at work, and business food waste requirements.
Colleagues, we often engage in partnerships with other local governments that allow us to reach common goals. This agenda item covers accepting funds from Metro to allow us to continue our progress towards meeting our Climate Action Plan goals and the Metro Regional Waste Plan goals. Metro has provided waste reduction program funding to the city each year since 1990. These funds support the Bureau of Planning, Sustainability, staffing, and outreach efforts to increase participation in recycling, composting, and waste prevention programs. Jill Kulick, Sustainability Program Manager from the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, is here to provide us with some additional information about the partnership and the great work we've achieved together. Good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Mayor Wheeler and Commissioners. My name is Jill Kulick, and I'm with the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. As Mayor Wheeler stated, the year 2020 marks 30 years of this financial partnership between Metro and the City of Portland. Through this partnership, my team and I have collaborated with Metro to develop and implement a wide array of waste recycling composting programs for residents and businesses in Portland. The funds allocated through Metro's intergovernmental agreement are adjusted on an annual basis and based on population data, both residential and employee counts. For the 1920 year, Metro is providing us with a little over $840,000. The majority of the Metro's funds go directly to paying for subject matter expert staff who develop and implement policies and programs at BPS. I'm pleased to share a high-level sampling of the varied and important work my team accomplishes through the support of these funds. This publication might look familiar. So a few ongoing program efforts include the curbside hotline team that answer thousands of calls for Portlanders' most pressing recycling, composting, and garbage questions in real time, 5 days a week. We also, twice a year, mail out the Portland curbsider to 185,000 households. BPS coordinates the Regional Master Recycler Program. The program recruits, trains, and provides volunteer opportunities to a pool of over 7,400 people. BPS relies on this knowledgeable volunteer pool to work in their communities promoting the city's message and goals around recycling, composting, greener cleaners, and sustainable consumption. Each year, they make tens of thousands of community contacts through a variety of activities, such as organizing litter and community collection cleanups, staffing information booths, writing articles, and presenting to faith-based organizations in their workplace. Another ongoing program deliverable is the Sustainable at Work program. The program helps hundreds of businesses green their workplace operations. A sustainability advisor offers on-site assessments, provides recommended best practices, educational resources, and connections to service providers, such as reuse organizations and food rescue agencies. In addition, the program offers recognition and has certified over 300 plus businesses, government, and nonprofit workplaces. We've also recently rolled out a few waste prevention policies. Starting in October, Portland launched a single-use plastics reduction policy that restricts how food and beverage establishments can offer single-use plastics, such as straws and utensils, to their customers. It's essentially upon request. We also recently brought forward, actually in November, an updated ordinance that requires homes built before 1940 to no longer be demolished by bulldozers and landfill. They must instead be deconstructed piece by piece and the materials salvaged for reuse. The ordinance amends the original policy to advance the year built threshold from 1916 to 1940, increasing the number of home demo permits captured under this policy from 33 to 66% of the total market. Next, I want to share a few forward-looking initiatives that are in process and will be coordinated and implemented regionally. We are collaborating with Metro and the surrounding jurisdictions on implementing a multifamily service improvement project. The project includes new regional standards for garbage and recycling service levels, bulky waste management, educational signage and container stickers, and container color coding. So the container colors will be similar to the residential program: green will connote compost, blue recycling, and gray and black for garbage. Ultimately, multifamily residents will experience a garbage and recycling collection setup that is consistent no matter where they live, whether it's Portland, Hillsboro, Beaverton. Also, we're in the process of receiving a $100,000 grant from the Recycling Partnership to pass through to community groups to help with tenant education and engagement around this effort. Wasted food is a key area of focus for BPS and Metro. Food scraps make up about 18% of our waste stream. Half of that comes from businesses. Our highest priority in this area is preventing the wasting of food in the first place through supporting businesses and household practices around careful planning, purchasing, and preparation. However, some leftovers are inevitable, and this is where our team matches good quality surplus food to rescue agencies such as food banks, pantries, meal sites for donation. The business food scrap separation policy is aimed at capturing the food that cannot be prevented or donated. Policy implementation is underway. All food businesses, such as restaurants, grocery stores, institutional kitchens, and schools, will be required to keep food scrap out of the garbage. This policy will start with official notification this spring to the largest food businesses and will be phased in over a period of 4 years. In total, about 3,000 Portland businesses will be included. Portland will offer assistance and outreach to all businesses before compliance, monitoring, and enforcement begins. Very small businesses, such as individual food carts, will not be required to comply, but may do so if they choose.
Is that something, who authorized that policy? I support it, but is that something that...
It's been on the books since 2008, and we finally have the local processing capacity to handle it, so we're working regionally with Washington County, Clackamas County, to start rolling it out over the next 4 years.
Did the Metro Council pass that policy?
It is part of their regional waste plan, but it's also in our Portland Recycles plan from that time period as well.
Thank you.
And So with that, that wraps up what I'm going to share with you today. We do a lot of great work with these funds. When passed, this ordinance will authorize a 1920 intergovernmental agreement that supports the continuation of this work and many other initiatives outlined in Metro's 2030 Regional Waste Plan. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, colleagues. Any questions at this point? Excellent presentation.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Carla, do we have anyone signed up for public testimony?
Yes, one person, Maggie.
Come on up. Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, you too.
Even though it's not a Happy New Year for Valerie or Linda, who died over the holidays and cannot be eulogized by you. Valerie died over by Providence Park, where you're supposedly building that beautiful supportive housing. She was kicked out of TPI.
Maggie,
and then
Maggie, or
kicked
can
out
please,
of the hospital while she was coughing up blood, and then she died. And you know, it's fine for you to eulogize
this is a
fish.
Issue
yes,
that you're describing,
I
and Shelters I appreciate it. But this is also in
your
violation of the council rules, which were clearly read at the beginning. And if you, I'm sorry, Maggie. I'm going to have to ask you to take your seat.
They probably have the largest fines of any business in Portland or anywhere. They throw away massive, they do massive single use. They throw away massive amounts of clothing, of waste. In fact, they have
it's
fines.
Okay.
They
it's
get
okay.
fined regularly by sanitation. I don't see you saying to them, hey, you got to cut down on your single-use stuff. I don't say homeless people, they collect all the plastic bottles. I don't see you, they food waste out of the garbage, they leftovers. I don't see you providing them with places to go to the bathroom. In fact, fish.
Maggie, could I make a suggestion? Can I make a friend? I'm not going to take your time. But can I make a friendly suggestion? Can I make a friendly? Listen, this is not about what we're discussing. We are going to actually. Can you listen for 5 seconds?
Encouraging business.
No, what I'm telling you is if you can wait for a few more minutes, we're going to have a presentation from the people who actually provide exactly the services you are saying we do not provide. Why don't you listen to the presentation? Fine, go ahead. Continue.
And you have just cut into my time.
I have not.
And I would like an extra minute because you have cut into my time telling me my opinion does not matter.
I'm telling you, you're not speaking to this particular ordinance. You're here to waste our time.
The fact that you want to encourage businesses to recycle.
Oh, God.
Isn't that what this is about? Well, the shelters are the worst offenders. They have the biggest fines from sanitation and waste because they throw everybody's stuff.
Thank you, Maggie.
They limit
please take your seat. If you do not take your seat, I'm going to ask you to leave. We'll take a 2-minute recess. Maggie, stick around for a few minutes and just listen to the presentation. Now, it's not impressive. It's a waste of everybody's time. It's disrespectful to people who are providing testimony.
We're back in session. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Next item, please.